You understand? He hasn't got no place in Congress. You see what I'm talking about? was already over here. You know what I'm talking about? How stupid you can be.
Yes, indeed.
But some stuff I said, well, where did he come from?
But I don't know. But I think we come around to the station and come to an accident and the subject that you don't know. I'm just saying, you
know. Now, Jim, you see how it works?
What is it? What is it? What is it? And then we're just about there. We don't see him running around and they're carrying on and bringing one thing and another.
Now, I saw somebody that went from here, or go from here from time to time, going to California. Along the road, you'll find them Indians out there in my therapy, the first one thing of the night, not down, living in a shack, you know, you see like space turtles down the man.
You
see them out
there?
Well, now, look, we have had to see. Mad Bear by name. They stand in this group. 50 representatives from different countries are at the ballot.
You understand?
He'll have to say a thing sometimes people don't understand. Listen, 50 people representing 50 countries.
Yeah.
You understand? But at the back, when Pope Paul comes from the Vatican over here to the UN, and that's the same people, you understand? Yeah.
Representing from them countries over here.
Within their own tribe. one out of the tribe of Judah, says the man, one in the tribe of Levi.
Right.
All Jews.
See the point?
Now they got that with that stupidity. You understand? Because they're going by the Bible. They ran and charged it.
You understand?
Well, now why was it they couldn't do it? Now the reason behind it, they don't know. They say the Bible. It was the teaching and faith with seeing and trusting. See that man who's right here. Properly, you understand? He got the way. And here's the guy with his mind line, they divide that land of God. Now, don't you know this too? Now there was some Jews, some Gentiles in there, you understand? But you, let's call them Arabs, Israelites. Yeshivites, there's some of them. So this is typical of heaven. You understand? Now they couldn't run all of them out. They had to leave some in there. Eight nations, about to say, they had to leave. Why eight? You get what I mean? When y'all cross over here, how many in that?
Eight. Eight is falling off of the mouth.
I'm saying?
Nothing high about it.
Eight men. Now look, Abraham, the kid on this picture over here.
He's going to go here.
There, right here. Right here. Abraham. Melchizedek, Abraham returned from the slaughter of the priest. Met Melchizedek. Now, Melchizedek has no pedigree in genealogy. Now, Melchizedek is a king and a priest. You understand? All within himself. He's king and priest. Now, the priesthood of Messiah is after the order of Melchizedek. Now, he needs to help Abraham meet him. See? And blesses him, Abraham, while Ishmael. Understand? While Ishmael. And Isaac is still in his mind. He's the one that has done
that. That's right.
Now you see that now?
Mm-hmm.
He's back. Now, Ishmael was 15 years older than was Isaac. Is that right?
That's right.
So it's a usurpation. You understand? Or a sexy person. Until Isaac is born. Now, Ishmael was by Hagar. Isaac was by Sarah. You understand? Now, you listen at me. But I have you know that Abraham was both of his fathers. He was just as much Ishmael's father as he was Isaac. You see? Now what are you talking about now? I'm trying to tell you, the Apostle Paul was made a minister of the Gentiles. The Arabs, they have a right there. You understand? And the Israelites, they have a right there as a member. You see what I mean? You see? Now all the angels that were in heaven, not all of them were cast out. There was some left there, so then it fits here tight. See, you can't cast out all this, can't you? You see? There, there. You see? You understand? Now then, Isaac, being by Sarah, and in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Instead of by Hagar, you understand, Ishmael was by Hagar. You understand? Now it is through Isaac that the blessing comes upon the Gentiles, the younger. Do you see what? No. Now, can you see that?
No.
All the blessings of God is on the next. And the devil just simply does not understand. Now, as Dr. Gill said, this word is going to be found in the Paul, the first lady minister of the Gentiles, the apostle Paul. The Gentiles were the uncircumcised. The Jew was the circumcised. Now, circumcision, no uncircumcision, don't mean a thing.
Okay.
Why did you say that? How would he always keep me on the carpet? Why? Because the promise was made, you understand? The promise was made before there was any circumcision at all. In other words, God promised Abraham, that's right, before he was circumcised.
Right.
See? So the circumcision or the uncircumcision don't mean that. Well, yes, it means something. Somebody said that, yes, sure it does. Yes, circumcision in the heart. Now, when Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac, did you hear what I said?
Mm-hmm.
I said Abraham, who is the father of Ishmael, who is the father of Isaac, they were all circumcised the same day.
Okay.
The promise was before. You understand? But so, now, out of circumcision, in the faith, it don't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a circumcision made without hands.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear something about it? And circumcision of the heart. You understand? That's not the blessing.
Yeah.
Everything has got to go. Well, let me speak of it this way. Now we have rise and tribulations and whatnot. Hey, look. Can't you read the Bible in the 24th chapter of Matthew? It says kingdom against kingdom. Nation against nation. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It almost says that. Yes, what do you expect? The mother against the daughter. Father against the son of the survivor. You understand? Not the kidnapper. See, then a doctor would be here. Do you understand the end of my government? And it's just like Dr. Bill said. I think it's better. Now look, I told you all that I was going to Rome, going to Mecca, going over to Jerusalem. I mean, in about any place. Going to England.
I know them
folks.
I
know them first. We have already sent them. Our work. But here's what I want to tell you. I do not have to go to Rome and buy a place. I do not have to go to the Bishop, Archbishop Lamb of Canterbury. I don't have to go. None of the places that I mentioned. I didn't have to go to tell you when Pope John come out.
I didn't go in and shoot him with no gun, did
I didn't have to go back here at Pope Pope Pius as well. I didn't have to go there to find out about Pope Paul the Sixth.
You understand?
I didn't have to go. Okay. Nobody go where you scared. We don't need a great man. You understand? But I just let you know that we do those things. But I don't have no fear.
And there is no place that I can go by the place. But when I look down where it's at, it's fixed. Even
Now, stop the truth and say it to you in the congregation of the center of your head. You understand? Nobody can take my faith of teaching me. You understand? You just can't do that. And they got no solution to change this right quick. You see what I mean? Time was the end of the day. And the whole lot of people. I'm speaking figuratively. There's a whole lot of people talking that this was God in body and a body, you understand? A black body. It's crooked now.
You know it was.
That's right.
You never heard it before in your life. And nobody